For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman. Nearly 9 out of 10 small business leaders across Nevada say the state's economy is heading in the right direction. That's according to an annual survey by Nevada State Bank. To break down that survey, I spoke with our contributor Kayla Bradle of the Northern Nevada Business Weekly. This study shows that most small business owners in Nevada, they're pleased with the direction of the state's economy, and they're predicting that it'll continue improving. What are the key factors that are driving this new level of confidence?
Well, the main factor is the Trump administration's massive tax bill signed last December, which basically calls for sweeping tax cuts for businesses. The centerpiece of the $1.5 trillion tax bill is a reduction in the corporate income tax rate, which drops to 21% from 35%. On top of that, a little over half of the companies surveyed said they earned higher revenues, and 70% said they expect the earnings to continue to grow in 2018.
And so despite the good news here, business owners do still have some serious concerns. What are those concerns?
The big concerns among business owners include a lack of qualified or experienced workforce. This is especially true in blue-collar industries. And there's also uncertainties in the healthcare industry and the government regulations. And then lastly, just the lack of affordable housing in the region.
Why has the housing situation been so severe here in Northern Nevada? And why is it getting worse?
Part of the problem is that the average wages generally have not kept up with the rising cost of living in Northern Nevada. For example, according to the website payscale.com, the average salary in Reno currently is around $48,000, which is down 1.6% from the fourth quarter of 2017. And the current cost of living here is 7% higher than the national average.
And let's return to the study by the Nevada State Bank. Can you break down how they got their survey data, how comprehensive it was?
The survey was conducted by Applied Analysis, which is an economic and financial analysis firm based in Las Vegas. They surveyed 402 business owners, and these companies who responded range in annual sales of $250,000 to $10 million.
Kayla Bradle, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Kayla Bradle is a reporter for the Northern Nevada Business Weekly. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman. Nevada State Bank CEO Terry Shirley will discuss the survey results during his keynote address at NNBW's Breakfast and Business event. That's this Thursday at the Atlantis. Learn more at nnbw.com.